Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16, Letter Number 5972. Baruch Hashem, the 7th of Tevis, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn. This is the leadership of the Yeshiva Toim Chet Mimim that's in Lud. Hashem Alein Yichyu Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe said, it's with pleasantness that I received your letter dated the 1st of Tevis, in which you report the headlines of the way the Fabrengians, the order of the Fabrengians of the Festival of Redemption to Kislev, and before and afterwards. And the Rebbe said, I enjoyed very much that it seems like you started to draw in students from other yeshivas to the Fabrengians. And in a way, it keeps on increasing. Because what they would do is they would invite to the Fabrengians that they would make, in this case, Yutis Kislev, and around Yutis Kislev, they would invite students from other yeshivas to join them. And the Rebbe is very much enjoying this. The Rebbe has expressed in previous letters that they should do this. But the Rebbe says, keep on doing it in a way to keep on growing more and more. Because this is the matter of every lamp. Every lamp has to illuminate. So has to make light. How much more so if this is an institution who raises students, as the Rebbe Rashab said yet, when he founded the yeshiva, he says they should be a ner lahoyer, that the students of the Lubavitch yeshiva should be like lamps to illuminate. So there has to be to light the intention. What do we do? It we light it, the lamps on your door. To the outside, the entrance to the door. And the reason we put it over there by the door, the idea is to draw it to the outside so that the light will not be only indoors, but you illuminate the outside. And not only plain, but every day we add more to the light to the outside. So the Rebbe says, if during the period in the past there was opposition in certain groups, they had opposition to Hasidus, they had opposition to this, so it was like this that you would attract other students. So the Rebbe says, how much more so that instead of opposition, people began to search and to investigate and to demand the inner part of Torah and Yonah. People are open to learning Hasidus, learning the esoteric part of Torah, the inner part of Torah. They don't oppose this anymore in our days. And the Rebbe ends in a parenthesis, so we're not off scot-free. Does it mean we don't have any opponents? So the Rebbe says there are those that are searching, even those, there's some that are searching. The Rebbe is saying people are looking for it. But sometimes people are looking for things, but they don't even know what they're looking for. They don't know that they're looking for Hasidus. Some people are just searching. They're searching, they're looking for things. But really, what they're really inside, they're really looking for Hasidus. They don't even know it yet themselves. And the Rebbe says this is similar to the expression and statement saying of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. When the body is hungry for bread, you're hungry, you want to eat. What does it mean? In the inside, what it really means is because this soul is hungry for the godly spark, every food, every physical thing has a godly spark. When you eat it, that godly spark energizes the soul, because it's called what comes from Hashem's mouth in the bread. Everything comes from Hashem. So basically, it means you think you're hungry, your body is hungry, but essentially your soul is hungry. Your soul wants that spark which is in the bread. So some of these people searching, they don't know what they're searching for. But really what they're searching for is for the inner part. They're looking for Hasidus. So Rebbe says, so it's understood based on the above. There is also the benefit, the greatest benefit, to get to participate some of the balabatim, some of the people in the Fabrengen, in this kind of an environment, in such a kind of an avira, because that also the value is very, very great. So the Rebbe says, bring in students, but also bring in balabatim for the Fabrengas. But the Rebbe says, to add in the first matter, this is the main mission of the Yeshiva Temchit Mimim. And the Rebbe says, since you have the merit of the many that supports it, because you're doing things for the community, for the many people, so you have the privilege to support it, so for sure you'll be successful in it. As long as you put in the effort, because this is the demand, whenever we talk about holiness, you got to put in effort. So it's not just going to come on its own. But if you put in effort, you will be successful. The Rebbe blesses them with success in their holy work, and for good news with the Rebbe's signature. So here they made a Fabrengen, and they told the Rebbe that they attracted other students from other yeshivas. And the Rebbe is very happy that they came to the yeshiva, because the Rebbe says that's the task of a yeshiva student of Tomchit Tmim, to be a lamp that illuminates and to go to the outside and to increase. And the Rebbe says people are searching today for something. This is something which is a demand all times, but especially now they're searching. Sometimes they don't know what they're searching for. But you're providing for them the means to satisfy what they need. And the Rebbe gives the example. Sometimes a person wants to eat because he's hungry physically, but there's really a spiritually underpinning of this. And the Rebbe says, get the balabatim, the regular people. And the Rebbe says, as long as you put in effort, you will be successful. Because, you know, it doesn't go without effort. So if you do with success, with effort, you'll be successful. The Rebbe has already, earlier we've read in different letters of the Rebbe was very much advocating to get other students involved. And it was successful. Today you have some of the greatest Hasidim and come from students that started out from the other side. They were attracted and now they became, you know, on a very high level. So the Rebbe was very much, we know, the previous letter we're talking about people that are not religious. And in this letter, people are not Hasidim. The Rebbe wants them all. The Rebbe says, reach out, teach Yiddishkeit to those who don't know it, and teach Hasidus to those who don't know it, and bring them in.